Hey, hello and welcome. Today we're in a new podcast. This podcast is about soccer. So let's get started. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about soccer basics. Some basics of this soccer is equipment. Soccer has limited equipment requirements, however, most also teams play in uniforms. They can have a shirt, shorts, and socks. Supplied by the local region, shin guards are mandatory during practice and games. Full coverage shoes are required. And it is advisable to use shoes designed specifically for soccer. Regions also provide field equipment such as goals, nets, and flags. The field is divided into halves. The center circle in the middle of the field is used to start the game or to start the second half. And to start after a goal has been scored. There is a large rectangular area and a smaller rectangular area found at each end of the field. These are vital areas for both teams and are where penalty kicks are taken. The four corners of the field are inscribed with 3-foot arcs where corner kicks are taken. The third element is the team. And maximum is 22 players in all of the field. Each team has a maximum of 11 players on the field at any one time. Although the game can be played with as few as 7 players on a team. Regions use short-sighted teams in younger age divisions. Also, there is one goalkeeper. There is one goalkeeper per team. The goalkeeper is responsible for guarding his team goal and preventing the other team from scoring. The goalkeeper must be identified with a different color shirt or a vest over his shirt, distinct from all of the other players. Goalkeepers may play anywhere on the field but may only use their hands while in their own penalty area. Now we have defenders. The defender's primary duty is to prevent the opponents from getting a good shot on a goal and scoring. So they are defending their goal. Also works to gain possession of the ball and pass it to a teammate for an attack. So now we have midfielders or halfbacks. The midfielders plays a transitional game from defense to offense and vice versa. There can be offensive midfielders who play closer to the forwards and defensive midfielders who play closer to the fullbacks. Then we have the forwards. That they do is play closer to the opponent's goal, which is the goal guarded by the opposing goalkeeper. The forward's primary responsibility is to score, and he also assists the midfielders from shifting from defense to offense. There are also two special positions that some, but not all, teams use: a sweeper and a stopper. A sweeper plays behind the defenders, and a stopper plays between the defenders and the midfielders. These positions are additional layers of defenders, providing a defense string in the center of the field. Also requires the use of 3 games officials, 1 referee and 2 assistant referees. We do not use the 2-man system except at U7 and U8. The referee is the ultimate authority during the game. The referee's chief responsibilities are to make the game as fun, fair and safe for the players as possible. The referee enforces the rule, which in soccer are called laws, by calling offenses and determining if goals have been scored. Now we are going to basic soccer skills. So playing soccer involves several basic skills. Passing, also there's shooting, dribbling, and controlling or trapping the ball. These skills can be learned at any age, and a good soccer player works continually to improve them. Now we have explaining passing. Passing is kicking, pushing, or heading the ball or teammate or to space where a teammate can run to the ball. A player might lightly tap the ball to a teammate several feet away or kick it strongly to move it down the field. The ball may scoot along the ground or maybe kick it into the air. Now we have dribbling. Dribbling is transporting the ball under control from one area to another. Soccer players cannot use their hands. Players dribble the ball with their feet, using light taps on the ball to move it along the ground. Next, we have the controlling. This one is stopping the ball in flight or on the ground, and then controlling it by either dribbling or passing the ball to teammates. There are many ways to drop the ball. Number one is... Okay, so the first is allowing it to hit the chest at an angle that deflects the ball to the ground where it can be controlled. Second is allowing it to hit the fifth or bent knee to deflect the ball to the ground where it can be controlled. Or number three, using the foot to stop the ball. Yeah. Now we have hitting. Hitting is unique to the game of soccer. When a ball is too high to kick players' head, the ball to pass to teammate or score a goal. Now we have basic soccer rules. There are 17 laws of the game, and they are easy to understand. The object of the game is for the players to get the ball into their opponent's goal, using any part of their body except hands and arms. Only goalkeepers may use their hands while inside their own penalty area. Generally, the laws require the referees to stop the game when something has happened which is unfair or unsafe. These important elements of the law to be familiar with include ball in and out of play, fouls, misconduct, and offside. Now we have kickoff. This is to start the game or the second half, and after each goal. A kickoff is taken from the center circle. Now we have throw-in. After the ball has completely crossed the side boundary lines, called touch lines, A throw in is our against the team that last touched the ball. The throw in is taken from where the ball left the field and must be thrown with two hands from behind and over the head. While both feet are on the ground on or behind the touchline. Now we have goal kick. This is taken by the defending team each time the ball crosses the goal line without a goal being scored and was last touched by an attacking player. The ball may be placed anywhere in the goal area and is not considered back in play until it has been kicked out of the penalty area. Next, we have corner kick. This kick is taken by the attacking team each time the ball is kicked by the its own goal line without a goal being scored. The ball is played within the 3-foot arc in the corner of the field and kicked into play by the attacking team. And last, the last is penalty kick. That is when we finish with the basics. This penalty kick is a word when a defending player commits one of the team penal fouls within his or her own penalty area while the ball is still in the play. The penalty kick is taken by a player from the offended team from a spot 12 yards from the goal. All players must remain outside the penalty area 10 yards from the ball and behind the penalty kick mark until the kick is taken, except for the kicker and the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper must remain on the goal line until the ball is kicked. Once kicked, the goalkeeper may try to stop the ball from entering the goal. The kicker, after waiting for the referee's signal. This may score by kicking the ball directly into the opponent's goal. And this is the end of the soccer basics. I hope you enjoy and see you later.